Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Exodus chapter 22 today, verses 21 through 27. Exodus 22, 21 through 27. It says, "You shall not wrong a sojourner or oppress him, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall not mistreat any widow or fatherless child. If you do mistreat them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath will burn, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall become widows and your children fatherless. If you lend money to any of my people who are with you who is poor, you shall not be like a moneylender to him, and you shall not exact interest from him. If you ever take your neighbor's cloak in pledge, you shall return it to him before the sun goes down, for that is his only covering, and it is his cloak for his body, and what else shall he sleep? And if he cries to me, I will hear, for I am compassionate." These laws here, as we've been going through the book of Exodus and the laws that God had given Moses, these laws remind us, as we are blessed by God, not to forget how God blessed us when we were lost. That's what it's really talking about. You were sojourners in the land of Egypt. Don't forget who you used to be. So when you see a sojourner, don't think that, oh, well, that sojourner is kind of a lowlife. No, you used to be a sojourner too. We need to keep in mind when we see the lost, we too were once lost. When we see the people who don't know God, we too were once people who didn't know God. We were all living that way. But God, in his mercy, that's what the Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 2. We were living, Ephesians chapter 2. We too once lived in that way. But God, who is rich in mercy, gave us new life. He made us new. But we have a tendency to forget who we used to be. And he cares for those who are needy. He cares for those who, well, we all are needy, and we all have a need of him to provide for us, not just life and breath and everything else, but also salvation. But these laws were to help them remember, don't become haughty, don't become proud, don't take advantage of people that are easy to take advantage of, because God could have done the same to us. While we were still sinners, when we were his enemy, he could have taken advantage of us, but he didn't. He died for us. He actually paid the price for all of our sin. When we were lost, when we were helpless, when we were without hope, he showed mercy, and he wants us to do the same. These laws are reminding us, look, see people as God does. See yourself as God does. But we have a tendency, when we start to become blessed, to forget where our blessing came from. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11 through 20, God tells the nation of Israel, "Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do you good in the end. Beware lest you say in your heart, 'My power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth.' You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is to this day." Folks, did you catch what he's saying here? He says, and then he goes on, he said, "If you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish. Like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you, so shall you perish, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God." We have to be careful. We have to be careful that those of us who have been blessed and forgiven of our sins don't ever lose sight of who we were, what God has done. As some people have said, rightly so, "But for the grace of God, there go I." Folks, daily, lay your flesh on the altar. Renew your mind. Remind yourself that you are his servant, that he is your God, that he showed you mercy, and you show the mercy to the people around you. He opened your eyes to the truth. You point them to Jesus as well. Don't forget who you were. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.